From Tribune Tower, Chicago, this is Cap'n Haw on WGNplus.com and CSN Chicago.
Maybe you went to a championship one day. Get that gold jacket like I never got.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives this?
A little Happy Gilmore to get you in the mood for the Masters tomorrow morning. Should be a lot of fun. Cap'n Haw, 312-235-2525 is the phone number. Thank you to Rex Hoggard. We'll get our picks in a little later before we get out of here. Maybe, you know, right before the end of the show.
Sure, we can do that.
Do your picks, okay?
Give me an hour to do that.
Yeah, to come up with
research.
312-235-2525. So,
yeah, you're quite fascinated with the lives of NBA players today.
I'm not fascinated, but I'm like kind of, I'm not naive that they don't go out. I get it. Scouted in the league, I know what guys do, but I was just surprised, and I'll read you the names. Last night, the Atlanta Hawks played a game. They're playing at Brooklyn tonight, I believe. I think the Pacers have the Knicks.
Okay. So they're all in the New York City metropolitan area.
Correct. So the Hawks play last night, and then they get on their team flight. Let's see. Last night, where did they play at? They get on their team flight, and you got to figure the game ends. They were at home. So you figure the game ends, starts at like 7, 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Figure your flight's in the air by what? Midnight?
Probably.
Okay. Fly from Atlanta to New York, couple hours.
Yeah.
Okay. You land, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
All right.
You got a game tonight. And apparently, guys don't just go home and go to bed. Get to the hotel, get some rest, and go to bed. Got a game tonight, guys. Let's get some sleep, get up, have a little breakfast, go to shoot around, come back, take a nap, and go play. And then get on another flight and fly wherever the heck they're going
but
again.
You have to remember, I think when you talk about getting on flights, and not to diminish the wear and tear of travel, but it's not like they're standing in security lines like for 30 minutes like everybody else and, okay, you got to, you know, take your laptop out of your computer, stand in line behind this family who's traveling with four kids. And, you know, that's not stressful.
I get it. But you played an NBA game. It's been a long season. And you have a legitimate chance to win a title. If you're an Atlanta Hawk, you think we can win the NBA championship.
Yes.
Okay? So the Atlanta Hawks beat the Suns. Franchise record, 58th win. Everybody's feeling good.
That's why they went out. Celebrate.
Okay? According to ABC7 in New York, the incident last night began when Indiana Pacers forward Chris Copeland was stabbed in the abdomen after an argument broke out at One Oak Club early Wednesday morning around 4 or 4:30 in the morning. His wife was also slashed in the attack, as was another woman. When police arrived, Hawks players Thabo Sefolosha and Piero Antic were accused of refusing to move for officers as they were attempting to set up a crime scene.
Well, Thabo is known as a pretty good defender.
He was being a good defender last night. Sheroy Berry Murdoch was arrested, a knife found at the scene. Now, your plane lands at 2 o'clock in the morning and you got a game tonight.
That's been established.
What are you
It's been established that they are out at 2 a.m. and they have a game that night.
What are you doing in a club at 4:30 in the morning? They were arrested at 4:30. I'm all for guys 22, loaded with cash, going out and having a good time.
Cap, tonight the Bulls play the Magic in Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow they're in Miami.
So what are they going to do tonight after the game? Fly to where? Miami.
Correct.
Are you really going to think that when they're that close to South Beach, that every Bull is going to be tucked into his hotel room bed by 2:30 in the morning, 2 a.m.? Because they'll probably get there. It's a short flight. It's a short flight from Orlando to Miami.
Okay.
Game's at 6 o'clock, right?
Here, 7 there.
7 there. They're out. They're in South Beach by midnight. You think every Bull's going to be, here's milk and cookies. Hey, knock, knock. Hi. There's Tibbs. Everyone in there? Hey, Joe. Hey, pal. How are you doing? Hey, Jimmy. Bed check. What's up? No. Come on. This isn't college.
Okay, but is there?
This isn't.
Hold on a minute.
This isn't your basketball camp. You're not checking beds for people to be there. These are NBA grown men who have this millionaires who are have to let off some steam, who don't care about the net. I mean, it's not they care about the games, but they have a lifestyle that you and I cannot relate to.
Either you're in the circle or you're out of the circle.
We're out. Correct. We are out. We here's the circle, okay? And there's Cap and Hall. We are outside of the circle. For us to try to relate to that is a non-starter.
Okay, but
starter.
Here's my point. The Blackhawks played last night at home, correct?
You want to do the hockey NBA thing again.
Hold on.
It's not going to happen.
Hold on. Blackhawks played at home last night, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's assume that they flew out last night to wherever they were going to play
tomorrow. Actually,
they leave
today about one. But yeah,
you're right,
okay.
But let's assume they went last night.
All right.
And they were playing the Florida Panthers on Thursday.
Yeah.
I got no issues if they go out last night when they land at South Beach. If you told me they had the Florida Panthers tonight, I'd have an issue with it.
You can't.
You
have
want
an issue
me to write
that.
A check for thousands of dollars for my season tickets, put my heart and soul in there, have my Hawks gear on. My wife takes the train down. She's got her Hawks gear on. We're cheering our lungs out, at least till there were 4 minutes left and she gave up. And
honey, we need to go.
And you're telling me that everyone in the stadium's all geeked up, see if we can catch the Preds and the Blues to win first, and those guys would be out partying? I don't think the Hawks players would have done that.
I don't know that you can say that. First of all, I don't like the comparison. I think hockey guys have a different mentality, generally speaking, than NBA guys do. My experience in covering both.
Okay.
So if you want, but you have all you care about if you are Tom Thibodeau, if you're an NBA head coach, is what? Your players are there for the shoot around. They perform when they are asked during games, and that you are doing what you need to do
okay.
to win a championship.
Okay.
Do your job.
Yes.
A good friend of mine.
Jimmy, you in there? Right.
Hold on.
Anybody seen Derek?
Hold on a minute. A good friend of mine, one of my best friends in the world, was an NBA head coach. Not for a long time, but he was a head coach.
All right.
They're playing good basketball. He goes to church on Sunday morning in New York. They're playing the Knicks in the 11:30 game on ABC, whatever, the big game, the national game. He goes to church early. Then he's going to get breakfast and boom, go over to the arena. He said as he's walking into the hotel lobby from church, he sees the doorman. And the doorman recognizes him. Hey, coach, how's it going? Good. Good luck today, although you have no chance. He goes, hey, we won five in a row. I think we got a chance. He's like, no, you don't. He said, you sound confident. Why? Because I just saw your best player, and I will leave his name blank because I wasn't there. He just got in, and he's pretty hammered. This is like 6 in the morning. Hammered. And he said, you got to be kidding me. He said, coach, he's staggering. Been out all night because
okay.
the team got in. And they went and played, and they got their head kicked in. And after the game, I was on the phone with him. He's like, I put my heart and soul into this thing. And my best player couldn't stay in one night. Go out tonight after it.
That's just the way things go sometimes, I think, with professional
athletes.
But
that's what makes me – I love what I do, but that's what makes me sick that some athletes feel like, I'll be there for the game, but don't tell me what to do on my
– Are you suggesting that professional sports franchises actually should have rosters full of guys who make good judgments?
Okay, they're Ray McDonald.
I'm just asking, is that what you're suggesting?
Yes.
Okay. Huh. That's funny because a half hour ago, I think you were making the opposite point.
Boom.
I was not.
Roasted.
I was not making okay. the opposite point.
Character there, and judgment
I don't
matters.
Live in the world you do, black and white. It's gray area.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you do. Right, okay. You're Mr. Gray. You're
There's
Mr.
a gray,
gray
area there on
you are,
certain guys.
Yeah.
But that I read this Atlanta Hawks thing
shades
after hearing about it, and it bothered me.
Caps shades of gray.
We are acquiring football players that fit the Chicago Bears. There will be a major emphasis on character, toughness, instincts, and intelligence.
Do you really think the Bulls are all going to be in their hotel rooms tonight by 2 a.m.? When they're in South Beach, it's the last shot at South Beach for a while. Playoffs are coming.
Jesus.
Anybody seen Jimmy?
Do your job.
I mean, really, these are NBA guys. I think it is an odd confluence of events when you have so many different teams represented at this nightclub.
And maybe it was a different thing that if it was December, yeah, whatever. Freaking three games left in the season or five in the NBA.
The Hawks didn't need this. The Hawks did not need this.
No.
Neither did the Pacers for that matter.
And if I was to coach Mike Budenholzer, there'd be hell to pay for those guys.
What would you do? Have they been they've been arrested?
When they get out of jail,
what were they charged with?
I think disorderly conduct and obstructing a police investigation.
Okay. Obstructing, is that a charge that's going to stick? But aren't they innocent until proven guilty?
They are.
Okay. Why would you suspend them, Cap?
I didn't say I'd suspend them. I said they would receive a very stern talking to.
Well, okay, that's going to really work.
Maybe they'd be fine.
These are guys that did not have the self-discipline to stay, to get a good night's sleep before a game that matters after winning their 58th game.
Right, so I would fine them as heavily as I could.
How about the guy that got stabbed?
Chris Copeland?
Yeah, would you fine him?
Yes, for being an idiot.
Hasn't he had a bad enough day?
Chris, for being an idiot, I'm fining you.
But you don't know the circumstances yet, though, Cap.
You don't
4:30 in the morning with a game tonight, he's an idiot.
Do you think they gave the same stern talk, the York family, to Ray McDonald, the first two incidents?
Yeah.
You think that happened, Cappy?
Maybe.
I'm enjoying this conversation.
I'm enjoying the fascination with the NBA's
Nothing
lifestyle.
Good happens that late.
But when else do they have any time to make anything happen at all?
They don't play every day.
But these guys aren't in these cities all the time. They travel around. That's where they get away from home. You know, they enjoy themselves.
They make a lot of money. They can travel wherever the heck they want.
I'm not defending it. I'm just trying. I don't understand it either. But I think you're trying to relate to a lifestyle that we really don't have a good sense of, as much as we may want to try, as much as we may watch the games and get to know these guys a little bit.
Do you know how the whole thing started?
Probably over
according to
drink on a girl who was with some guy.
He was with his wife, the guy that got stabbed. According to sources who witnessed it, Copeland and Katrine Saltara, his wife, began arguing on the street after leaving the Chelsea hotspot One Oak.
I got to tell you already that story. That's the biggest thing that I don't understand then. You're out at a nightclub, a trendy, loud nightclub at 2 a.m., with your wife?
4 a.m.
4 a.m. I tell you what, my wife wouldn't be a nightclub at 4 a.m. My wife wouldn't be anywhere at 4 a.m. unless it's getting up to get to a flight or some other reason.
A yoga class.
Yeah, if there's this, like a sunrise yoga class, she may be getting up at 4 a.m. to namaste. But other than that, no chance.
Another patron, 22-year-old Shazoy Bleary, inserted himself into the dispute. He then pulled a knife.
Did you say Bleary?
Bleary. Pulled the knife and stabbed Copeland, 31, and slashed Saltara in her arm and leg. Copeland was also cut on his left elbow.
You can't bring your wife here.
The attacker also accidentally slashed his own friend in her abdomen during the fracas.
Oh, my.
Copeland's driver grabbed the suspect and held him until cops arrived.
At least he had a driver.
I guess. And a DD.
He's got a designated driver.
Wow.
Uber. That's Uber driver.
Jeez.
It is very convoluted. You're fascinated, too.
Idiot.
You're fascinated by this.
God. Idiot.
South Beach tonight. Let's hope the Bulls have learned from this. Back in their hotels. Bed checked.
Believe me, I would hope Thibs would say shoot around this morning. Guys, did you hear what happened last night?
Do your job.
You want to go out on our night off.
You're going to tell Joakim Noah, who loves South Beach, you're going to tell him that, hey, Joe, you know, you got a minute's limit on your partying tonight.
Yes.
Okay.
If you handle it the right way.
No more than 180.
Joe. I need you guys in bed tonight. We got a big game against the Heat.
They're professional athletes, Cap. You can't do that.
Why some of them are such idiots. Baseball is here in FanDuel. It makes more money to play a kid's game. Love covering it. Just go to frickin' bed when you got a game the next night. Don't get stabbed. Baseball is here in FanDuel, changing the way people play fantasy baseball. More fun than ever. Sign up today. Play one-day fantasy baseball for real money at FanDuel.com. Entry fees start at just $1. No season-long commitment. No upfront fees. You've all heard me talk about Chris Prince before. Guy up to over $724,000 playing fantasy sports on FanDuel. Join him and the over 1 million other users who've won money. It's easy. Go to FanDuel.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code KAPLAN. Sign up now. Special offer for new users. Every buck you deposit, FanDuel matches it up to $200. That gets earned as you play. It's a bonus of $200. Offer only good for the first 50 people to use my code Kaplan. Don't forget, my code KAPLAN, FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FANDUEL.com. FanDuel. Sign up today. Take a timeout and come right back on Cap and Haw.
From Tribune Tower, Chicago, this is Cap and Haw on WGNplus.com and CSN Chicago.
All right, welcome back. Cap and Haw continuing. That's Wack Bro in about 10, 12 minutes here on the show, and we will give away some Lou Malnati's to the best ones.
Yeah, 1125, text us, tweet us, call us. That's Wack Bro.
Can email us, Cap and
email us.
Cap, A-N-D, Cap and Haw at
plenty
gmail.
Of fodder today to pick from. Like, hey, Cap, what are Major League Baseball players going to do? They play 162 games. How can you think they don't go out? That's Wack Bro.
They can go out.
Had a text to that effect.
They can go out occasionally.
But they have to be home by 12:05. And every minute you're late, young man, is a minute, a day that you're grounded. That was my dad.
All right, Crane Kenny going to join us in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Comcast tonight on CSN. Bulls at Orlando. Coverage starts at 5:30. If everybody's awake, if they weren't out last night. Sports Talk Live tonight at 5. I'm kidding, of course. Sox wrap up their series against the Royals on CSN tomorrow at 12:30. Hawks at St. Louis tomorrow night at 6:30. And Believe, the story of the 05 White Sox premieres this Sunday at 7.
So
it's awesome.
Crane Kenny is going to join us, and we can ask him about number one, what went into
or
this.
Or number two.
Or number two. Yes. We could ask him about that too, but I think that would then the whole, interview would go to crap.
Yeah, in the crapper.
What went into the decision yesterday to postpone that game?
Yep.
What is today looking like?
Yep.
And what they learned from Sunday night's experience. Mm-hmm. Because, again, as we have talked about since Sunday, the aesthetic impression that the overall, feeling that you got was a positive one when you looked at the video board and the bleachers and all that was done. It was sort of undone or marred by the whole bathroom fiasco. And it was a fiasco.
Agreed.
So I think it'd be good to hear from him to see exactly where things stand in regard to the Cubs and Wrigley and the weather. Because it doesn't look much nicer out today. I know we have the blinds drawn here, but it doesn't really look all that great.
312-235-2525. The Cardinals, none too pleased about the conditions at Wrigley, from what I've been able to ascertain from people in St. Louis.
The conditions or the decision to not play yesterday?
They understood the decision yesterday. Matheny, when asked about the postponement, said, "I figured it was going to be cold and nasty, but we would play." But early in the season, they can make that decision.
They visit Chicago. They play the White Sox in July. I think the Cubs and the Cardinals have an off day. July 23rd, that may be a candidate for one of the rescheduling.
Matheny also not happy about the batting cage situation due to the construction. Okay. Called it a cage fiasco.
Would they go out to Waveland then or Sheffield and take some swings there with a wiffle ball bat?
Probably. Crane Kenny joins us now, the president of the Cubs on the business side. Crane, good morning. How you doing?
Hi, Crane.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for taking time. So let's talk about the game yesterday. What went into the decision to not play yesterday's game?
It's entirely weather-related. So no different than any other game that we've called. Theo, Carl, and I hooked up around 12:30, talked about the forecast, and then started talking about alternative dates. You know, so there's a little bit of math that goes into this, looking at the schedule. And, you know, with a forecast of 70% chance of rain beginning at 6 o'clock and wind chills below freezing, we thought, you know, rather than have our fans come and sit through a long rain delay or sit out in the cold, we'd let them know early. And it's really no different than the decisions we've made in the past. Sometimes we've been criticized for having folks sit in the ballpark too long before we called games. You know, it's an uncertain thing with the weather, but we thought, there are plenty of options still down the road with the Cardinals coming back. So better course yesterday was to just postpone.
Yeah, Crane, I don't know if it's criticism as much as maybe skepticism, because I think that obviously getting an extra day to install the 74, I think, porta potties and to address some of the issues that were came to the surface on Sunday night certainly would lead somebody like us to look at it and say, okay, this gives the Cubs some cover. They probably could have played in retrospect. It would have been difficult, but still it was playable. And maybe the Wrigley conditions did factor into the decision, but you're saying that had absolutely nothing to do with it.
You guys are watching too much CSI. Yeah. No, absolutely nothing to do with it. As you all reported, all the porta potties were dropped off in the morning, and they were all installed, you know, by 11 o'clock. So every, you know, and there's no work going on today to change the ballpark. So we were ready to go with our temporary restroom solution, you know, by 11. And so that had absolutely nothing to do with it. This was, it was cold and rainy yesterday.
Crane, Mike Matheny also complaining in the St. Louis paper that he was not happy because he felt that they should have been able to use a batting cage yesterday, but because of construction, Wrigley down to one cage, he called it a cage fiasco. We just want to do what we can and get out of here. Do you know anything about that, or is that pretty much expected when the bleachers are under construction?
Yeah, we're down to – not remember. Yeah, so we had one cage for many years, as you all know. And then beginning a couple of years ago, we opened up a cage in left field. So we, as you know, we had the one cage under the right field bleachers, I think, you know, for many, many years. And just recently had the second cage open up in left field. We're back to one cage until we finish the bleachers, you know, probably around June. And we'll have the two cages again. We're, you know, this is why we talked so often and early about the inconveniences to all during the reconstruction. And yet we're back to one cage as we had been for years. And that means two teams can't hit at the same time, and there's going to be some inconvenience. We'll be back to two cages here in June.
Crane, just we haven't talked to you since Sunday night, obviously, and your reaction to what happened, and obviously, I think as we have talked about on this show, and people have talked about throughout the city, that the park itself, the way that the scoreboard blended in with the scenery, the way that the tarps covered the bleacher construction, I thought everything aesthetically was great and pleasing, and I think people were satisfied. But obviously, I can't imagine what your level of disappointment was given the problems that transpired. Number one, how quickly did you begin to notice something was terribly wrong? And number two, how would you describe your overall reaction then to the opening night at Wrigley?
Yeah, it was a disappointment, as you point out. We had the two restrooms malfunction upstairs on top of, you know, a full house. And we were short, you know, we're going to be short a few units downstairs, and it led to, you know, unacceptable wait times. And we put a burden on our fans they should never have to bear. And it was something that was really disappointing, especially on a day that, you know, we did get a benefit of nice weather on Sunday, and obviously the board opening and you know, the team coming back from Arizona with momentum. And, you know, it was really disappointing from our end, and certainly something our fans shouldn't have to deal with. You know, it's the reason the Ricketts family is spending $450 million on the ballpark. The infrastructure is in many ways rotted and out of date. And what happened upstairs is we lost the use of a men's and women's restroom for about three innings as we had a sewer line malfunction. So and that sent a lot of folks downstairs into what was already a crowded situation, and it turned into, you know, even a more crowded situation. So what we've done to remedy it is we've brought in the same number of fixtures that are currently out of service, if you were comparing it to last year in the left field concourse, with porta potties. So we still, now we will have the same number of fixtures in left field that we had last year. Right field was not impacted. Right field, the work hasn't taken any of the restrooms out of service. So, you know, I look back at, there have been a lot of embarrassing moments. You know, you guys remember when our concourse flooded and we had our fans in ankle deep water walking around. These are all signs that the ballpark needs the kind of repair that, that is ongoing. And the upstairs situation is another, you know, another situation that will be remedied once we get upstairs and repair all of the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing up there. So it was really disappointing as the answer. You know, we think we've remedied it by putting the same number of fixtures online as we had last year by bringing in the porta potties. And you know, we'll make do. We'll have the new restrooms that are under construction available to us here mid to early May, maybe even sooner, because we're doing everything we can to get them ready. And then we'll, you know, by the first part of June, we'll have both of the new restrooms open, each one housing the men's and women's restroom, and we'll be above last year's number. So, you know, sort of through our lightly attended months in April and early May, we hope to get all the work done. And then we had the malfunction upstairs, and it created a situation that was really unacceptable.
Crane, before we let you go, when you started the first shovel in the ground last fall to where you are today, do you look at it and go, wow, this thing took on a life of its own because it's a 100-year-old structure, and as you keep digging and doing new things, more things pop up that you go, wow, this was more than I anticipated it would be when we started digging last October.
I'd separate it into like two pieces, Cap. There's the project in the plaza, you know, which really was, you know, scraping a couple of old things off the ground and then digging. That really has gone just according to plan. That's actually, you know, slightly ahead of schedule at the moment. And that is, you know, the conversion of the parking lot into our players' clubhouse and ultimately our office building and plaza. Then there's the 100-year-old building we're working on. And there I'd say, you know, some of the things we predicted did happen. And then there were some things we found, in particular the steel, some of which have been encased for 50 years and not seen. But as we got into it, the condition of the steel was far worse than we thought. Rather than just replating it, we had to replace it all. So that's been a surprise. You know, the weather wasn't a surprise. What we said in October was, you know, we're hopeful for opening day. It's an aggressive schedule. Everything will have to go right for that to happen, and that includes both cooperation from the city and the weather would have to be unseasonably warm to make that opening day date. That's what we said in October. When the sewer line went foul for the city and they let us know they weren't going to deliver the Sheffield back to us in October, but instead we're going to take till December, and then we had a record cold in November, you know, it was clear we wouldn't make our original hopes for bleacher opening, and so we let everyone know, you know, it's I guess part of the process. We're hoping that doesn't happen going forward because we'll start to have less and less need for city support. The bleachers are really where we needed them to shut down streets for us. The concourse and the grandstands really will become more of our own operation. So, but yeah, it's if anyone's done a reclamation project on a 100-year-old facility, there's lots of things you find as you get into it.
Crane, appreciate the time. Are the Cubs playing today?
We are, yeah, scheduled to play.
Okay, so that today should go on and then not back until Monday.
Yep. Thanks for coming on, Crane. Appreciate the time.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Enjoy your day.
Okay, you too. See you. There he is, Crane Kenny, the president of the Chicago Cubs. Appreciate him coming on.
Yep.
So there you have it.
The Cubs president of business operations talks about what's going on this week, and now it's time for That's Whack, Bro.
All right. We'll take a fast time out. We'll play That's Whack, Bro. 312-235-2525. Phone lines are hopping already. Some of them are making me laugh. 312-235-2525. Be right back.
When things just aren't right.
That's whack.
That is whack.
When situations become
unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
And people
Well, they do things that just ain't cool.
It's whack to me. It's whack, bro. It's whack.
I guess you could say, that's whack, bro.
That's whack, bro.
That's whack, bro.
All right, one of our favorite bits.
Yep.
Designer David Haw.
We're doing fine. So we say, how you doing? That's okay. We're doing fine. Get your point. We're a little behind schedule. We had to get Craig Kenny
right
in there.
To it.
And then end with, that's whack, bro.
Correct.
All right. That's the
way
it goes.
You want to win, that's how you have to do it.
Get the
312-235-2525.
For instance, let's go with the first texter, which is a pretty good one. It says, okay, guys, Ronda Rousey's biography is too violent for Walmart, but they sell guns there. That's whack, bro.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I had her on Sports Talk Live in studio.
Yep.
There must have been 30 people at the station lined up to get a picture with her. She was awesome. Great to deal with. 312-235-2525. Kyle is in Iowa. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, the guy who stood up in front of Cass live stream the Blackhawks game before the first period ended, that's whack, bro.
Oh, and I periscoped like the last minute and a half of the first period.
Oh, God.
It looked phenomenal.
Wasn't it cool?
It was.
Thanks, Kyle.
Kyle, thanks,
appreciate
man.
It.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. 312-235-2525.
Cap talking about Periscope this morning like a 14-year-old with a new toy. That's whack, bro.
Hey, man, I'm just social media savvy.
Oh, you are so savvy. You're so savvy, but yet you wonder what professional athletes are doing out at 2 in the morning.
It wasn't 2. It was 4.
Okay, 4.
There's a difference.
Oh, 2-hour difference. All right, let's go back to the phone.
Don and McHenry. Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
The day after Pottygate, Cubs spokesman Vincent Green apologized by saying, "We underestimated that the attendance at the game would be that large." Really? The home opener on a Sunday night to the most anticipated Cubs season in many years. That's whack, bro.
Hang on. We'll send you to Lou Malnati's.
All right. That's a good one.
Nice one.
It's Julian
and
Green.
It's Julian, not
Julian
Vincent.
I don't know. 909 Texan. Mark Lazarus on Sports Talk Live comparing himself to Tiger Woods. That's whack, bro.
That was whack. He was so ridiculous on his take on Tiger Woods.
708, the construction guys are all pissed off at what happened to their bathrooms. That's whack, bro.
Hey! Hey, guys, we need all your porta potties.
Let's go back to the phones.
Wheel those in here. Let's go back to the phones. Mike is in Peoria, Illinois. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, the idea of buying the phony baloney persona that Tiger's trying to sell. That's whack, bro.
Oh, good,
good
one. I like
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
480,
it.
Cap,
like it.
This one's for you. Having to explain Ray McDonald's horrible decisions and actions to your 14-year-old son and then coming up with a reason for him to root for his success for the home team. That's whack, bro.
Well put. 312-235-2525. John's in the South Loop. Hey, Johnny.
Hey.
Hey, John.
Hey, this is for Bo Ryan and the Wisconsin fans. They all cried about the bad call against Duke, but none of them cried about the bad call against Kentucky in the last minute the guy went out of bounds and laid it up and never reestablished inbound. That's whack, bro. You only cry when you lose.
Yeah, that's right, John. Perfect.
John, we got to send you
a pizza.
That's
pizza
really good.
That's a good one.
Really good one.
Because I didn't hear him questioning officiating after that
one. All right,
one.
So Don and John have each won pizzas. Okay. We're ahead of last week.
Getting a little bit crazy here.
312-235-2525. Let's go to Marty in Rogers Park. Hey, Marte, what's up?
Hey, Marty.
Hey, guys. How about Chicago baseball fans overreacting after the Cubs and Sox lose on opening day? There's 162 of them. Just relax. That's whack, bro.
Good thanks,
one.
Marty.
That's
good
a good one.
One,
Marty.
Really good
I like
one.
That one.
312-235-2525. Hutch is in Dixon. That's where my wife's from.
Hey, Hutch.
Hey, Hutch.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Hey, Jay Cutler threw Brandon Marshall a going-away party. That got intercepted, too. That's whack, bro.
Thanks a lot, Hutch.
That's just
pretty
mean.
Good. That's pretty good.
That's just mean.
312-235-2525. Mitch in hometown. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mitch.
What's up, buddy?
Just in case of emergency, need to borrow Cap's bladder for the White Sox home opener. That's whack, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I did not have to get up for eight innings. Go to the bathroom.
8 innings. I mean, that's crazy.
And I hit 3 bars before.
That's camel worthy or a commercial for Depends, one or the other.
We got a bunch coming in on text. Here's from Let's see.
How about this one? Masters committee denying Bubba Watson's request for the players' dinner to be catered by Waffle House. That's whack, bro.
That is whack, bro. Bob Kubiak, who I met at the Hawks game last night. Very nice man.
Some good ones.
He says, Coach K having trouble using a pair of scissors to cut down the net the other night, which he was struggling. That's whack, bro. And he says, with all the great Chicago pizza joints, the Blackhawks choose DiGiorno as their official pizza. That's whack, bro.
Tanadaro tweets in, Kentucky's Andrew Harrison not getting any punishment for what he said. That's whack, bro.
Cap actually believing his wife had a 7 a.m. business meeting. That's whack, bro.
Cap not knowing. Here's a text. Cap not knowing the Cubs play today. That's whack, bro.
20 and 30-somethings flogging to rent in Wrigleyville, then complaining about stadium noise. When they're older, they'll buy a home near O'Hare and complain about airplane noise. That's whack, bro. Pretty good.
Let's go to Claudia. Back to the phone lines. Good morning, Claudia. How are you?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's going on?
Well, Lou Malnati's has got 40 locations around the Chicago area, and we don't have one in Rockford, my closest town. That's whack, bro.
Claudia, that's great. Thank you very much.
How about that, Cap?
Hey, please get me a Malnati's.
All right, I'll talk to my wife.
Maybe that's what the 7:30 meeting was about. More Malnati's in Rockford.
Here's another one. Virginia McCaskey going to the Cubs home opener and realizing what pissed off really means. That's whack, bro. that is outstanding. Wow. That was really good.
How about Kyrie Irving hitting a half-court shot and saying he thought there were 22 seconds left in the half and thinks people believe him? That's whack, bro.
All the rain that fell at Wrigley last night. That's whack, bro. Wow. 312-235.
John is in the South Loop. Morning, John.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, John.
No, we already got John.
Yeah, you got me already.
John already won. John already won.
Hitting the wrong phone button. What's he still doing on the phone? Oh, they're getting information from him?
They're getting his
All
info.
Right. Not knowing the phone line is still occupied.
That's whack, bro.
Yes.
Exactly. 312-235-2525. Cap blaming Mindy for leaving another Hawks game
there
early.
You go.
Have you ever heard of Uber? That's whack, bro.
847. The Chicago media continuing to talk about Derrick Rose as if he completed his test at Memphis. That's whack, bro. Still with the Memphis thing.
D. Rose planning to partner with Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall on a new PR firm. That's whack, bro.
that
Bob brought his best stuff. Junior in Grand Ridge. Hey, Junior.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, Junior.
Good morning.
What do you got, Junior?
The Cubs season usually ends up in the toilet. This season started in the toilet.
Pretty good. Thank you there, Junior.
Thanks, Junior.
That was pretty funny. Steve in Palatine. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. John Lester not throwing to first base for 2 years. That's whack, bro.
I didn't realize it was 2 years.
He addressed that this morning.
He did?
Yeah, he just talked. I just read a tweet from either Bruce Levine or Gordon or Gonzo, one of them. He said he's working on some things. It's not a big deal. Steve, thank you very much for the call.
This one is like you texted it in, Cap, from 773, so I know that's not you. Derrick Rose still thinking he's an elite player. That's whack, bro.
It's well put. Prove me you're an elite player. 312-235-2525. Let's grab a quick timeout. We'll come back and we'll get a few more. See if we can get a couple more whack bros and maybe roll through a little page two stuff as well. Hey, get the ultimate experience with the all-new Samsung Curve 4K Ultra HD TV at Apt in Glenview. With the Samsung 4K Curved Ultra HD, get the fastest internet and smart TV functions available. Come into Apt today, see the complete selection of Samsung electronics, or call them at 847-544-2228. 847-544-2228. For complete satisfaction, free delivery, and a better experience, shop where we shop. It's Apt. A-B-T. Apt.com, the website asked for Steve Shapiro. Apt-pleasing people since 1936. Take a time out. We'll come right back. It's Cap'n Haw.
We're desperate for stories, and this one is so compelling.
This is Page Two.
All right, time for page two. Thank you to everybody who sent in such great That's Whack Bros this week.
Yeah, we just ran out of time.
Yep.
time constraints. We do appreciate Crane Kenny also calling in and answering our questions, which put us a little behind schedule.
312-235-2525 is our phone number.
So page two, stuff we want to get to, haven't gotten to this point. Cap, remember a little over a year ago, I think it was November of 2013 maybe, when Cliff Alexander made his college commitment and did the whole switcheroo
with
the hats.
Yep.
Same day, Jahlil Okafor, you know, or maybe it wasn't the same day. He called a press conference, and he and Tyus Jones announced together they were going to Duke, and Okafor and Cliff Alexander were compared to each other, inevitably, their respective senior years. Cliff Alexander yesterday declared himself eligible for the NBA draft, mm-hmm. while Jahlil Okafor celebrated a national championship. Mm-hmm. Cliff Alexander had a troubled freshman season at Kansas because he missed some 8 games with eligibility concerns. He was in the crosshairs of the NCAA. There's some trouble there. There's going to be some issues. And he wasn't the impactful player on the court. Showed some glimpses. Mm-hmm. But I would say that uncertain is an accurate way to describe his NBA future. Would you say that?
Agreed.
And now Jahlil Okafor looks like he's going to be the number one overall pick in the NBA draft if he decides to come out, which most people expect he will. Mm-hmm. It's just been quite a tumultuous year and a half for Cliff Alexander. And I don't know that people who followed that closely when he was in high school are that surprised.
By the way, Spencer Haywood coming out today, he's just going in the Hall of Fame, he just got elected, said that Okafor and Karl-Anthony Towns should stay in school.
Interesting.
He's the first guy that ever went early.
Yeah. I haven't heard a lot of people say Okafor should stay in school.
He said they should.
He, you know, still could stay in school. He likes the environment. He likes college. You wonder if he and Tyus Jones will make a joint decision like they did to attend Duke. I don't know if Tyus Jones is coming out or not. You have to imagine.
I would think he's staying.
Well, if he's staying, that would probably, you wonder if Okafor will be influenced by that decision because they are such good friends.
Could be. All right, we have some interesting news again with another troubled athlete, allegedly, in the NFL.
Oh, boy.
Dallas Police Department sources say that Denver Broncos cornerback Aqib Talib and his brother are under investigation for an aggravated assault in the wee hours this morning at a nightclub in Dallas. They have now towed their vehicle to look for evidence.
That's a guy who trouble seems to find. That's a guy who has had, to further continue our discussion, you know, when we're talking about Ray McDonald and professional athletes, that's a guy who's been given more than a couple chances because talent trumps the quote-unquote character.
Correct.
And he will continue to get chances because he is a lockdown cornerback.
But that's what athletes do. They have a lot of money, and they go out late at night.
They go out late at night. They don't have to go out late at night and break the law. There's a difference there. But what do you think
finds you at 4:30 in the morning?
Trouble. Trouble finds you. Nothing good happens after midnight, right?
Thank you. Sound like me now.
No, that's most parents will say that. Nothing good happens after midnight. That's why kids have curfews. Did you have a curfew growing up?
Absolutely, I did.
I didn't for a while. I think I learned from the mistakes.
You lived in Mayberry RFD. Okay. It was not like a big deal.
Small town humor. That's real original too.
But that's true.
Maybe. No. You can find trouble in a small town.
Dude, they don't have sidewalks or electricity. At 9 o'clock, everything's shut down. No, you can't get in any trouble. Do you even have a stoplight there?
You think that I came from a town without sidewalks or electricity?
Did they have stoplights?
Yes, we had 2 stoplights.
Yeah, okay. Rest my case.
You can find trouble wherever you look if you want to after midnight. Sounds like a country song. I'm not going to get into this argument.
Clara, would you ring the Joneses home? I need to see if David's there.
We had my older brother and sister had curfews, and it was, as I alluded to earlier, one, if you were grounded a day for every minute you were late.
Whoa.
So if you weren't there, if you had a midnight deadline or curfew, you came rolling in at 12:05, it's 5 days you were grounded.
30 minutes would be a month?
Oh, yeah. No one came in 30 minutes late.
Okay, but what if you're over at your girlfriend's and you're watching a movie and you fall asleep and you wake up, you're like, oh, my God, it's 1:30 in the morning. I got to go.
Nope.
It'd be a 90-day curfew.
Well, I think that probably it's kind of like a question you ask, okay, what do you, a journalism class will ask, what happens if you don't make deadline? I don't know. You just don't let it happen.
Right.
You just don't, you're not an hour and a half late for your curfew. Because in a small town, you have all the cop cars out looking for you because your family would call them, you know, make one phone call. Hey, have you seen David running around?
Oh, Rusty, have you seen David?
Wake Rusty up. See if he's... Get him out in the patrol car.
Did your patrol cars have the one little light
on
top?
No, they did not. They're on horseback.
I was going to say, I didn't even know if there would be automobiles.
Yeah, very
during
funny.
That time.
Very funny. They down the gravel road.
Is it Amish over there?
No. No.
And the horse? The guy with the
not,
no mustache.
Amish territory is more toward the Napanee, Shipshawana area. I did not grow up near there. Sorry. Let's change subjects. My turn or your turn? I'll go with me.
Go ahead.
So, back to hockey for a second, because this is a name that we have heard a lot this year for the Blackhawks. Mm-hmm. And every time I read it and hear it, it makes me think of the Bears and Marquise Wilson, the wide receiver that the Bears missed so much, but they missed what they never had. And such is the case with Trevor Van Riemsdyk, who now we learn had surgery on his right wrist and is expected to recover in about 8 weeks. Okay, 8 weeks. He's not playing this year.
No.
And all year, how long did we hear? Well, TVR is looking good. If he didn't have that injury, TVR would be here. TVR is coming back. TVR is not going to help. And I don't know what they're missing because I don't know what they had. And I think sometimes in pro sports, we tend to exaggerate the potential impact of a guy that we don't even know how good he is yet.
Really?
Yeah. Why? What? You have that look on your face like you just caught me in a lie. Gotcha.
Like Derek.
You know what you have in Derek Rose.
No, I know what we had 3 years ago.
Whoa.
I know what we had
3 years
ago. Hold
on. I know we only have a minute and a half left here, but did you really just compare Derek Rose to Trevor Van Riemsdyk?
Kind of.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know what we've got.
Show's over.
It's 3 years ago.
You don't know what you have in Derek Rose.
I don't know what we're getting back.
There's no comparison. All day you have wanted to compare hockey to the NBA. It doesn't. They're apples and oranges.
All right. I got one more.
Okay.
Who knows?
NCAA supervisor officials John Adams said the game's three floor officials did not see the same angle as the TV viewers did during a late controversial video review. Just under 2 minutes to play, Duke up 5, baseline out of bounds call ruled in Duke's favor. Joe DeRosa, Michael Stevens, and Pat Driscoll went to the scorer's table for a video review. Here's what Adams said. All four of our officials were involved in the review. Jeff Clark was our standby. We never saw on our monitor what everyone else saw at home, if you can believe that. That's why they didn't overturn the call.
Interesting.
How does that happen?
How does that happen? There's got to be some mechanism in place that makes that. Common sense has to prevail at some point. You can't have a system in place that gives you the best, takes advantage of technology, and then you don't take advantage of technology.
Yeah, that can't happen.
You can't have that.
Cannot happen.
That's a good one.
All right.
I think we're all out of stuff. 847 texts in, though. Out after midnight? Didn't know the library was open that late. Very funny.
Nice.
Very funny.
Hey, Sports Talk Live tonight, 5 to 5:30. I'll have it for you. Bulls at Orlando tonight. Coverage starting at 5:30 with Mark Schanowski having the pregame show with Will Perdue. Sox and Royals tomorrow here on Comcast Sportsnet at 12:30. Hawks at St. Louis tomorrow night at 6:30. Is that a possible first-round playoff preview? An inside look fishing with Adam Eaton Friday at 1:30. That is going to put a ribbon on this edition of Cap and Haw. We are back tomorrow. Yep. The Masters tease off in the morning. Get up early and watch the Masters.
See you Thursday.
See you Thursday, buddy. Have a great one. See ya.
All right. Well, see you later.